Your next speaker is Lyndall R. Doty.
Contrary to the opinion of many in our modern age, the career of motherhood is woman's highest calling. Unto the woman is given the unique and exclusive privilege of cooperating with God in the giving of birth to a human being. Truly, this is a great honor. In John 16, verse 21, Jesus said, "A woman, when she is in travail, hath sorrow, because her hour is come. But when she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish, for the joy that a man is born into the world." A great many women of our day actually feel cheated because of their sex, and the place that they have in God's scheme of things. Many have refused to be a woman according to God's plans. They feel the need to compete with men. But even after having won a few battles, are still not gratified or fulfilled. And others try to split themselves in too many different ways, trying to have careers while they still have little children at home who need their mother. Many young girls are influenced by this movement in our society today, and the idea is fed, I think, with such things, for instance, as the picture of a little girl who is handicapped, so-called, because she is a girl. I think that is a shame and almost blasphemy against the will of God. And also, this is pictured or, I think, encouraged by our television commercials. The men are stumble bums. You ever notice that? I haven't seen a smart man on television for a long time. I wonder why that's the case. The jewel-bedecked woman dancing around spraying wax. It's a misconception. The frazzled-looking woman who needs a pill for her head, you know. Neither of these pictures are really and truly accurate, nor are they particularly inviting to our young girls. Contrary to this debased outlook perpetrated upon us by society, God has a high estimate of woman. Without woman, God said, the world was not good. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 18, that's true. She is the finishing touch on God's creation of the human race. That added dimension, that needed ingredient to make the human race what it ought to be. She was made with finer and more delicate emotions than man, so that she might truly be the mother of all living. Because of this high esteem, God gave her the honor of bearing children. This was not a curse that was placed on woman, for she was created for motherhood. What higher honor could be given than to give birth to a child made in the very image of God? A Christian life, a Christian wife and mother holds the position which is unique in all the world. Her very salvation, Paul says in 1 Timothy 2:15, is bound up in her work which she does in the home as a mother and as a wife. But her role is not only one of great honor, but also of great responsibility. Since this is Mother's Day, and since we are honoring mothers today, I want to talk with you today about the Christian mother. First of all, the Christian mother must be of strong faith and strong influence on her children. It has been said that the mother has the greatest influence of all upon her children. Of all those who have an input in the life and the character of that child, it is said that the mother's character alone develops 50%, at least 50%, of the character of the child. And you think about all the influence of environment and father and brothers and sisters and schools and everything, the church, yet the mother has over 50% of the character development within that child. Napoleon once said, "The future of the destiny of the child is always the work of the mother." And that's true. An old Spanish proverb said, "An ounce of mother is worth a pound of clergy." And I'd say it probably is worth a lot more than that. A mother's influence is so great that one has said, if you would reform the world and its errors and vices, you must begin by enlisting the mothers. I think the completely permeating influence of the mother is expressed in this little poem entitled, where his mother. Our little one lay beneath snow-white sheets and smiled in peaceful slumber sweet. Soon he opened his blue eyes wide and saw me standing by his side, and his baby lips quivered and loud he cried, "Where's mother?" Small Annie was playing in the yard, and she ran too fast and she fell so hard. Up the steps she ran past me with bleeding hands and aching knee, tears in her eyes. She could not see. She cried, "Where's mother?" When Jack comes home each day from school and throws his coat and cap upon a stool, into the kitchen he quickly flies, thinking of cookies and apple pies. And if she's not there, he always cries, "Where's mother?" My lovely daughter comes up the steps, and right by my chair she swept. She asked not for sister or brother, but asked the same old question over, "Where's mother?" I was their dad, and I could not see why they asked for mother instead of me. But the next day when I came home from town, I asked the children standing around, "Where's mother?" One of the most important chapters in history will be entitled, "A Mother's Influence." Obviously, a good mother will be a Christian. She'll be a good Christian. In order to influence her children in the proper way, she will have obeyed God and will be submissive to His will. She will be an example of love in word and in deed. She will be an example to her daughters especially. Ezekiel, the prophet of old, cried out to the people of Israel in chapter 16, verse 44, saying, "Like mothers, like daughters." Only to him, it was a bad thing because the mothers were influencing the daughters in an improper way. But nevertheless, the case is that mothers will influence their daughters. Like mothers, like daughters. Remember that, ladies. Your daughters are going to be a picture of you. We must be a good example. Mothers must be, and wives must be, a good example as to how to love their husbands. In love for their children, as Titus says, the older women are to teach their younger women to love their husbands and to love their children. There are to be examples in how to have a happy home and how important homemaking really is. She should help them see the joy and the privilege of being a good wife and a good mother. She will be a tender and compassionate example to her sons and show them how important and how essential is a good wife to a man and a good mother to children. A good mother will be a good influence. Also, a good mother will teach her children. The older women to teach the younger women to teach their children. They will teach their children like Jochebed must have taught Moses, that caused him to be willing to suffer the punishment and the problems with the people of God rather than to choose the pleasures of sin for a season. Like Hannah must have taught Samuel, whose influence was so far-reaching into Israel's empire and Israel's nation. And like Elizabeth must have taught John the Baptist to cause him to be the forerunner of God, the spokesman for the Messiah to come. And like Mary must have taught our Lord, whose influence is even seen in His very death on the cross, when He would look down and say to that disciple there, "Behold thy mother, and mother, behold thy son." And like Eunice and Lois must have taught Timothy, where it is said in 2 Timothy 3 and verse 14 and 15, that from a child thou hast known the sacred Scriptures, which is able to make thee wise. The Christian mother teaches, but she also molds her children into what they ought to be. Lincoln once said, "All that I am or hope to be, I owe to my angel mother." It reminds me of two women who were standing before the statue of Lincoln in Washington. They were observing the skill and the beauty of that statue, and one of the ladies said to the other, "Oh, I wish I had the ability to make that statue." And the other woman turned to her friend and said, "Oh, that I could have been the mother who made the man." Lincoln attributed to his mother his success. Mothers should raise a child in the admonition of the Lord. That's part of their parental responsibility, as pictured in Ephesians 6, verse 1 and 4. In the four areas of development, she has a particular need that cannot be met in any other way except through the mother. She must develop her child physically. She sees that they're cared for physically. She must see that they develop mentally. She must see that they're shown and that they're demonstrated and that they're educated and that they're cared for in that home. Even in those early preschool years where the influence is so important now. And we've come to know that even in that 3- and 4-year-old category, those years are some of the most important years in the development of the character and the attitude of the child. Oh, how important it is for the mother to be there to mold and shape that little child. And also spiritually. Whether we like it or not, men, generally speaking, the mothers spend more time with the children than the fathers do. And because of that, the very nature of the fact that she's with them more, she ought to be involved in teaching them and training them about the Lord and about His will. And socially, she helps them to learn and mold them in a social way so that they can relate to one another, relate to other children, and eventually relate to other adults. Mothers need to be reminded just how important a mother is to a child. How important is she? She literally will make or break her children. That's how important she is. Oh, how frequently I've run across people who in their latter years obeyed the gospel, but in their former years, in the early years, when their children were small, were not Christians, were not faithful, were not trusting, were not Christians in any sense of the word, and now those children have grown up under the wrong influence. The older woman looks back and says, oh, if I had just been a Christian mother when they were little. What a shame it is that that would take place. The Bible teaches that a woman influences others by her example as a good mother and a housewife. In 1 Timothy 5:14, Paul said, I desire that younger widows marry, bear children, rule the household, give no occasion to the adversary for reveling, or reviling rather. In Titus 2 and verse 5, Paul admonishes the older women to teach the younger women that they ought to be in subjection to their husband, that they ought to love their households, be good workers at home, and so forth. Why? That the word of God be not blasphemed. A Christian mother influences, teaches, and molds her children in the way they should go. Now, secondly, a Christian mother makes the home. She makes the home through love. Notice that Paul tells Titus to teach the women, to teach the younger women, that they are to love their husbands and to love their children. It is because of love that a home or that a house is more than just a house. That a home is what it ought to be. It is because of love. It is because a mother loves her children that she sees after them and cares for them and meets their needs. It's because a woman loves her husband that she puts up with all of his little idiosyncrasies and so forth, and that she cares for him and sees after his needs and provides him a good wife. Perhaps this poem illustrates what I have in mind. It's entitled A Mother's Love. A mother's love is something that no one can explain. It is made of deep devotion and of sacrifice and pain. It is endless and unselfish and enduring come what may, for nothing can destroy it or take that love away. It is patient and forgiving when all others are forsaking, and it never fails or falters even though the heart is breaking. It believes beyond believing when the world around condemns. It glows with all the beauty of the rarest, brightest gems. It is far beyond defining. It defies all explanation. And still remains a secret like the mysteries of creation. A many splendid miracle men cannot understand, and another wondrous evidence of God's tender guiding hand. A good wife and mother makes a home because she loves. A good wife and mother does what she does in that home because she loves. She loves her husband, therefore she's in subjection to him. This is fitting in the Lord, Colossians 3:18. This attitude also will convert an unbelieving husband. In many cases it has. If he can be converted, the kind of life that a good Christian wife lives before him can convert him. She also loves her children and she sees after their needs and cares for them. She loves her home. Her touch brings happiness. Her touch brings friendliness. Her touch trains and brings us up in cheerfulness and a spirit of cooperation in a house. She does not hesitate to accept her work in that house. Why? Because she loves. She does not hesitate to accept that as her chief work. It is the home in which she is supreme. She is best there. She best does her work there. That's as God intended it. And you may differ with God if you choose so. But remember, when you differ with God, you're differing with the one who knows all things and knows everything, what is best for all and everyone involved. She does not become bored. Why? Because she knows it is a work that's worthwhile. Why is this true? Because she loves. Thank God for mother love. Perhaps only mothers really know what I'm talking about when I speak of the work involved. Nobody knows how the work it makes to keep the home together. Nobody knows of the steps it takes. Nobody knows but mother. Nobody listens to childish woes which kisses only smother. Nobody's pained by naughty blows. Nobody. Only mother. Nobody knows of the sleepless care bestowed on baby brother. Nobody knows of the tender prayers. Nobody. Only mother. Nobody knows of the lessons taught of loving one another. Nobody knows of the patience sought. Nobody. Only mother. Nobody knows of anxious fears and lest darlings may not weather the storm of life and after years. Nobody but mother. Nobody kneels at the throne above to thank the Heavenly Father for the sweetest gift, a mother's love. Nobody can but mother. A Christian mother can pray this prayer as she thinks of the grave responsibility which is hers. Father, help me to do Thy will as a Christian wife, to love, honor, and obey all the days of life. Give me patience, guidance, strength in everything I say, to rear my lovely children and to honor Thy way. Help me to teach, lead, and guide these children born of love so they may live the kind of lives gaining home above. Help me always to cease my work each busy day, long enough to thank Thee, Lord, long enough pray. A Christian mother does what she does because she loves. She makes a house a home. Now, thirdly, a Christian mother should be honored. I'm thankful that our United States has a day that we've designated as Mother's Day. I know that the church doesn't designate it as such, but I can't think of a better day to talk about mothers than today. We ought to honor them. Proverbs 31:28-29, the proverb writer says, "Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her, saying, Many daughters have done worthily, but thou excellest them all." In other words, he's saying, you're the greatest. You're a wonderful, wonderful wife and mother. Husbands, have you said that lately? Children, you're to honor your mother and father. Notice it's mother and father. Children are to honor them. Verse 2 of chapter 6 of Ephesians. Jesus honored His mother when He was on the cross, and we've talked about it a moment ago. One daughter wrote this following little script. She says, she always leaned to watch us, anxious if we were late, in winter by the window, in summer by the gate. And though we mocked her tenderly, who had such foolish care, the long way home would be more safe because she waited there. Her thoughts were all so full of us, she never could forget. And so I think that where she is, she must be waiting yet. Waiting till we come home to her, anxious if we are late, watching from heaven's window, leaning from heaven's gate. Much has been said in the Bible about dishonoring one's mother. In Proverbs 10 and verse 1, a foolish son is heaviness to his mother, a burden that has to be borne. In Proverbs 15 and 20, a foolish man despiseth his mother. In Proverbs 17 and 25, a foolish son is a bitterness to her that bare him. To obey parents is well-pleasing to God. To honor them brings glory and honor not only to the parents but also to the Lord. What better way to honor a mother than to be the kind of person that you ought to be as a Christian? But husbands, you need to honor your wife. You're to dwell with her in honor. 1 Peter 3:7, let your prayers be not hindered. You can honor her by being worthy of her love. You can honor her by loving and appreciating her and showing that appreciation, by telling her of that appreciation, by demonstrating your love for her, as is pictured in 1 Corinthians 13. To be long-suffering and understanding, to be kind, not mean and rough, to be humble, not heady, to be patient, to be unselfish, a sharer of all of your life. Unselfishness is a very important aspect in a marriage. And courteous to respect her rights. By being a good husband and a good father, as God would have it, will bring honor to your wife and to the mother of your children. Be the head of your family. Provide for her as the best of your ability and the children, with more than just material things, with leadership and spiritual guidance and example. A Christian mother is a good influence. A Christian mother makes a house a home because of love. A Christian mother ought to be honored. We thank you, Christian mothers, for you are truly the hope of the church in this country. For without good mothers, we will not have good homes. And without good homes, we will not have good churches. And without good churches, we will not have a good country. Truly, it could be said that the church will stand or fall with its homes. It is true that this country is only as good as its people, and its people are only as good as their religion. Thank God for good mothers. May their number increase. Are you a Christian? Are you a mother here today and not a Christian mother? I urge you that you be a Christian. A Christian mother is a better mother. If she will follow the tenets and the principles of Christianity, she will be a better mother. A Christian wife is a better wife. Why? Because if she follows the principles and the tenets of Christianity, she'll be a better wife. And if you're here today and you're a husband and you've not honored your wife as you should, you're not a Christian. You're not living the Christian life. I urge that you be a Christian. A Christian husband is a better husband because he follows the teachings of Christ. A Christian husband and father is a better father because he follows the principles of Christ. I urge you that you obey the gospel today. Daughter, son, I can't think of any better way to honor mother and father than to show them that you follow the teachings which they've laid down in accepting Jesus Christ as Lord.